this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. Krista McDermott is in with us this morning, and she's representing the Cass County Relay for Life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it so much. We're going to talk about the Relay for Life event that's coming up later on in June. Now, why are we talking about the Cass County Relay for Life that comes up in June already here in March? Well, there's a really good reason.
Yep, we want to get as many captains and teams involved at this point that we can. So we like to start early, get excitement built, you know, get people excited about it, get them planning for Relay. Just try to recruit as many new teams and reoccurring teams as we can.
Yeah, you get a lot of repeats from year to year?
We do, yep. We're actually this year going to do something kind of fun and different. We're going to talk to our reoccurring teams and see how long they have been part of the Relay, and we're going to try to get their total dollar figures added up for them over all the years to see what they've got coming. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of neat to be able to do and
yep.
be able to show them the results
right.
and how effective, how much impact that they're having.
Exactly. Yep.
Because it is a big impact. You want to get a lot of teams involved. It's a fun thing when you get lots of people going.
Right. It is fun. And, you know, it's a great atmosphere. You know, it's Friday night at the high school track. You know, we try to pack the track. And it's just all about recognizing the survivors and the caregivers. We're really going to try to focus on caregivers again this year. Something new that we've not really focused on. But they're just as important to the whole, you know, event as we are and the survivors.
You know, the neat part about what Relay for Life has become is that a lot of the work with regard to raising the money and stuff, that's all done ahead of time.
Right.
I mean, even if they didn't show up on the night of Relay for Life, the work has been done. Mm-hmm. The important stuff has been done. But it's such a fun event. Folks have such a good time. There's so much other activity mm-hmm. going on around it between the food and the information, the entertainment and mm-hmm. things that happen. So many people donate their time to make this an effort. Folks don't like to miss it.
Right. And, you know, most of our teams and quite a few of our teams fundraise all year long. You know, Relay gets over in June, they're already starting to fundraise for the following Relay. So it's an important thing for these teams that are involved. I mean, they're very invested in it.
I think that's the thing that's probably the most different from when it first started, when it had its roots, was that it's not just a, let's get going on this.
Right.
Now people are thinking about the different ways and creative things they can do to fundraise mm-hmm. all year long.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
And that's why you have to have teams that are built.
That's right. That's why we like to have new teams and teams that have been, you know, maybe been part of it years ago, but then something happened and it didn't, you know, they hadn't been able to keep it up. But so we're inviting, you know, past teams, you know, current teams, anybody that's interested. If you don't have a team, you know, we can find a team to put you on. If you want to be involved, we can find some place to put you.
For folks who might not have been involved team-wise in the past, mm-hmm. what is a team for Relay for Life?
A team is just a group of people, you know, that either are supporting somebody that they know that has cancer or maybe has passed from cancer. Just getting together and, you know, supporting that person and being part of that and celebrating their life and just really trying to make a difference.
Are there some basics that you have to meet, basic requirements,
nope.
like number of people,
nope,
whatever?
Not at all. You can have one or two people on a team. You can have some of our teams have 50, 60 people.
Oh, wow.
They might not all show up to walk on Relay night, but they're involved in their team throughout the year doing different things. So there's no requirements. You know, you don't have to raise X amount of dollars. You know, if you want to join a team or if, like I said, if you want to start a team, you can have as many or as few people as you want.
Now, this is an opportunity for folks to get together as friends, as family, as coworkers, mm-hmm. whatever they want to do.
Right. Yep.
And you get a little bit of everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. We do.
Now, your captain's meeting is coming up on Monday evening.
Mm-hmm.
What's all involved for folks who are going to take charge and be a captain? What's expected?
Well, you know, again, I think people sometimes shy away from it because they think it's a huge thing for to be a captain. Mm-hmm. It's not. You know, all you have to do to be a captain is basically be the go-to person. You know, get your team registered, you know, help them register online because all of our registrations are done online. Kind of organize if you want, you know, the fundraisers, get people involved, keep your team active, keep your teammates active. So team captains really are just a go-to person, someone that we channel the information through to get to their teams.
So it's really not a full-time job.
No, not at all. You can make it as much of a job or as little of a job as you want.
Sure.
You know, it's totally up to you how much you want to put into it.
A lot of it's mm-hmm. the coordination, the preparation
mm-hmm.
that goes on ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some folks, when you say, well, it's mostly all done online, that alone can be maybe a little bit scary because
yep.
this is another thing I have to learn. Is it pretty easy to navigate?
It is very easy. And actually, on our kickoff meeting on Monday, we will have people there with laptops set up. So if you need help, you know, navigating the online registration, we'll be there to help you. We can register for you. you know, it's very, very user-friendly and very simple.
So they're going to register their teams. They'll probably have like a username, password type thing. Mm-hmm. They're all going to be able to log on from anywhere, from home.
Yep.
They don't have to go to a specific place to be able to do whatever they need to do. Now, what are they doing through that website? Just putting team members in? Are they logging the dollars? How does that all work?
They can do, again, as little or as much as they want. You can fundraise from your team website. You can create your own individual web page where you can, if you have out-of-state family members that want to be involved, you can send them a link to your web page. So many different things. And, you know, you could put the dollar amounts in there. You can challenge other teams. Just a lot of different things can be done from that website.
Really? Yep. So you can really be creative.
You
with
can
it.
Be really creative.
Is that becoming a bigger part of this, the web presence?
It is, I think, because we can reach more people, you know, because obviously social media and the web is out there, you know, and so it's easy to get all that, capture all that information and distribute it faster and to more people.
And you have a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page, yep. Actually, Chris Parks is in charge of that, so he kind of gets that set up and runs. And you can put your fundraising events on there. Just contact him. And, yeah, it's a great source.
Relay
you
know, for Life is everywhere.
It is everywhere.
It's just everywhere.
It is, yeah.
But there's a reason for that. It's because cancer is everywhere.
Exactly,
and we're doing our part to make a dent in that as well. Now, that's the important thing.
Right.
You know, I would think that it seems like a large percentage of people in the county are involved in some way with the Relay for Life effort, whether they're participating as team members, captains, volunteers like yourself who get involved. So many people volunteer their time and their talents to come up and to work with entertainment and all the stuff that goes on during the course of that evening. And then there's just the folks who just donate.
Right.
And that's important too.
Very important. And we have corporate sponsorships. So there's businesses that donate. You know, if they don't have, you know, the sources to get a team building together, then they just become a corporate sponsor. So it's far reaching. I mean, there's so many ways you can become involved.
Krista, how long have you been involved in the Cass County Relay for Life effort?
I have been involved for, this will be my 6th year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Why did you first get involved?
Well, I'm not originally from Iowa. I'm from South Dakota. I lost my mom to cancer when she was 46. So I was only 21. My grandma had cancer and she's still living, thankfully. But, you know, I've been touched by cancer and I just feel it's very important. It's something that I strongly believe in to not only, you know, honor those people that have passed, but also celebrate the people that are currently fighting and support them. I just think that's very important.
Yeah, that's the thing about this effort. I feel 100% safe in saying this. Every single person listening, every person has been touched by cancer in some way.
I agree.
Either in our families, possibly to ourselves, friends, we know people, perhaps like yourself, who have been touched by, we all have a connection somewhere. I mean, when you talk, you don't have to spend a lot of time educating folks when it comes to that. We do, but it's not necessary. When you talk Relay for Life, people immediately know exactly what you're talking about.
That's the nice thing about it is you don't need to explain what it is because Relay for Life and cancer go hand in hand. You know exactly what it's about and what it's supporting. It's the nice thing about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the survivor activities that go on. That probably has special meaning for people like you who have been touched by cancer.
Yep. And we do, before the relay actually kicks off that night of June 24th, we have a survivor's meal where they come in and we provide their meal for them and support them and just gives them a chance to sit down and visit and talk and, you know, catch up with people that, you know, they don't see very often, you know? Yeah. So it's really a good deal.
For people like yourself who are part of the committee, part of the effort to steer this whole thing, make it happen, it is a fair amount of work, but you do it thankfully.
I do, and I don't even question it. You know, every year I'm like, I'm in full. Just let me know what I need to do. You know, let me keep participating and let me help wherever I can. So
where do I need to be and when do I need to be
there? That's right. Yeah.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, if you want to be a team captain, where and when?
Monday night, the 14th of March, we actually have our kickoff meeting. It's up in Conference Room 2 at the Cass County Hospital. You can enter through the atrium, the front atrium doors where you would come in from the hospital, the medical clinic. That would probably be the easiest way. Enter that way and then follow the signs to Conference Room 2. It's a come and go. We do provide a free baked potato meal, supper, pop chips, cookie. It's just a good place for team captains, new captains to network with each other. We do have different tables that we register the teams if they want to. We have our luminary sales there. There's people that are working on luminaries that night. So if you want to help, that's great. You know, it's a fun night. You know, the captains get a chance to get together. And like I said, it's nothing you need to stay for the whole time. Come and go as you please if you have time. And yeah, it's a great night.
It's one of those things where if you can lend a hand doing something, it's a help to a lot of people.
It is.
So
yep.
Very good.
Yep.
All right. Should they bring anything with them to the meeting?
They don't need to bring anything. Yep. Nope. Just themselves.
And a can-do attitude.
Exactly, yes.
Excellent. Yep. All right. Very good. That's 5 to 6:30.
Yep.
And again, that's coming up this Monday night, March the 14th, at Conference Room 2 at the mm-hmm. Cass County Memorial Hospital, that captain's meeting. Gives you a few days over the weekend to think about it, talk about it with some of your friends and relatives and neighbors and coworkers and what have you, and then make that commitment.
Yep. And if they have questions beforehand, they can certainly contact me. They can contact me during the day. It's 250-8109. So if they have questions before that or even after that, anytime, they can contact me at that phone number. So.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, Krista, thanks so much for coming in, taking your time to visit with us here today, and we hope you have a great turnout.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm.